This is Dr. Devi dictating a letter addressed to Charles Schwab and Company. And the address will be Charles Schwab Bank, P.O. Box 982605, El Paso, Texas 7998-2605. And second company is BMO Capital Market. Address is 151 West 42nd Street, New York, New York, zip code 10036. New paragraph. Dear sir, I hailed a EFT called FNGU in my Charles Schwab account, the account number being 3315-3162. Again, that is 3315-3162. I held 70 shares of that ETF as of May 8th. It appeared that May 7 or 8 onward, the price of that ETF did not change, although the stock market indexes like Dow, NASDAQ, NSD, AQ, and S&P 500 all went up. For a day or two, I did not think too much about it, but since subsequently market, all indices kept going up, Dow Jones, NASDAQ, NASDAQ, and S&P 500, however, FNGA did not move, I got worried. So I called Charles Schwab, and they told me that there was some reorganization might be going on at Bank of Montreal. But I was told that some news should be coming soon. So I called my Charles Schwab consultant, Preston Bond, B-O-N-D, and he reiterated the same thing, that he does not know much. However, there may be something going on with Bank of Montreal, which had been offering this ETF, previously FNGU and subsequently FNGA, and that I should contact them. New paragraph. So today I called BMO Capital and Bank of Montreal and spoke to one Mr. Adam, who gave me this explanation, new paragraph, that BMO had decided to close this fund and convert into bond, and that they had determined the price starting from May 2nd through May 8th, 20% sale every day, and determine the average price, which they came to determine as $434.20, and whatever number of shares a investor was holding, they will get that much money deposited. New paragraph. I asked him why this was not conveyed to the investors beforehand, and he said that they are not required to do so. However, they did have a press release some time ago. New paragraph. Also, he said that my recourse for this loss could be I need to take it up to Charles Schwab, since they were the one who were my broker. So I'm writing this letter to Charles Schwab as well as BMO Capital Market and requesting that the loss that I incurred, which is in excess of $15,000 on account of this mishap, M-I-S-H-A-P, and full responsibility of which rest with Charles Schwab as well as with Bank of Montreal. And I'm requesting herewith that they reimburse me whatever $30,000 that I held in FNGA and the incurred loss for several days that the fund was inactive. The ETF was inactive, and so I did not benefit from the market going up every day. New paragraph. I will also send this letter to SEC and hope that the matter does not go any further and that Schwab and BMO would pay attention to this letter and do right thing, which will be to reimburse me for my loss. Thank you. Again, I have been Charles Schwab client for last 20 plus years, and I have been also holding several triple leveraged ETF in my Schwab account, which are offered to Bank of Montreal. Thank you. Sincerely, Ajit Dave. Copy of this may be sent to BMO Capital Market, and one copy to Charles Schwab, and one copy to Mr. Bond, Preston Bond, in Dallas office. Thank you.